You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. Thanks for joining us here today on this Monday. Happy Monday to all of you. We're tuning in now to God's frequency. This is WGOD. God is always broadcasting. Let's tune into it. Let's tune our dials now into his frequency. We're going to hear a little A to Z action going on here today. We will be in Psalm 119 here today. And the author of this psalm, which I believe is David, is going kind of in alphabetical order in Hebrew. There's 22 letters to the Hebrew alphabet, and there's 22 stanzas, one for each letter in this psalm. And that's what he's going to be doing. This is an excellent psalm. It's right in the middle point of our Bible, Psalm 119. And it's the longest chapter in the Bible. It's 176 verses. That's where we're going to be here today. This will wrap up tomorrow. You'll hear my sermon from Sunday coming up Wednesday and Thursday, Ananias and Sapphira. We're going through the book of Acts on Sunday mornings. We're in chapter 5. That's where we left off. We'd love to see you for one of our services. Our next service coming up will be Wednesday, and I'm starting the book of 2 Peter Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock. You are invited once again. Okay, here we go. We're going to go from A to Z, Psalm 119.
We're in this little series I've entitled Famous Chapters in the Bible. Why not the longest one today? So 176 verses. Imagine what would happen if I preach all 176 verses of this psalm. We'd be here until 3 o'clock. And then lunch for a couple hours, 5 o'clock. I don't think we'd be able to do that. But Psalm 119, which contain, again, 176 verses. Let me turn my recorder on here. Now, the person who wrote this psalm, which I think was King David, but whoever it was, this person was a word addict, which is why I love it so much. Now, this note comes from Warren Wiersbe. He says, "What would your Christian life be like if you had no Bible? Would that make any difference? After all, what is the Bible supposed to do for our lives?" Now, God gives us some answers to those questions in this psalm. Almost every verse in this long psalm in some way refers to the Word of God. Now, if you notice on this handout, I gave you a subject heading for all 22 of these Hebrew letters. If you notice that on here on the handout where it's, you see numbers 1 through 22, each one of these, there's 8 verses to a letter. So it's pretty much, it's like A to Z. 8 verses to a letter. And for each one of those 8, there is a subject heading for what all of those 8 is going to be. This psalm is arranged according to the Hebrew alphabet. The first 8 verses start with the word Aleph. The second with Beth. The next, Gimel. It's as though God were saying, here are the ABCs of how to use the Word of God in your life. So imagine that. I wanted to try that and to see how easy or difficult that may be. All right, so here is Pastor Paul's alphabetical psalm. Almighty God, I praise your holy name in this church because of your goodness and mercy, I'm standing here today. Christ Jesus is the hope of my salvation. Deniers and God-haters surround me on every side. Every day my soul rejoices, O Lord, for you've been good to me. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Holy is your name. If you didn't save me, I'd still be lost and dead in my sins. J, just and righteous are your decrees. Keep me by your power. Look out after me and deliver me from evil. More excellent than gold and rubies is your word. Neither principalities nor power can separate me from your word or from your love. Oh, let me get this out for this one. Oh, how I love my smelly good Bibles. And please let me take them all with me when I leave this world. You know, that's what I want. Like I always hear him say, you know, you've never seen a U-Haul attached to a hearse. Well, I just want to bring just one bookcase and just like a couple hundred Bibles with me, please. But we'll have something even better than that, and that is the Word of God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, where I won't need my Bible. But I'll stop there, but you guys get the point. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? I encourage everyone to try to do that. Sit down and write an A through. Now, you might be challenged when you get to, you know, X or Q, Z, zebras thou hast made. How about Q? What do you do with that one? So let's pick out one topic from all 22 of these 8 verse stanzas, and let's see what message the Lord is trying to convey to us here. Now remember, he's inspired it all. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Speak to us here now, Lord, through the preaching and teaching of your word here. Minister to us here today. Help us to catch the fever that this guy had. This is our end result, and our goal is to love your word like this psalm writer loved your word. Lead us and guide us now. Speak to us through your word. Help us, Lord, to be doers of your word and not just hearers, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where better to start with verse 1? Okay, so we're in Psalm 119. If you want to open your Bibles there, we're going to be there this whole time. Picking and choosing verses out of all 176 of these. So let's start Psalm 119, verse 1. This first Hebrew letter is Aleph. It says, blessed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, and they walk in his ways. So this Hebrew word, tamayim, means blameless or upright. Sort of sounds like Psalm 1, verse 1 to me. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, or his delight is in the word of God. And in his word, he meditates day and night. So naturally, God's hymn book starts with the word. And the promise, better yet, blessed. Blessed. Right off the bat, blessed are the undefiled in the way. Meaning, blessed are all of you who haven't let this evil world pollute you. He calls you blessed. Or corrupt you. Or if you have, then you've come to the cross for forgiveness and for cleansing. Then I'll call you blessed. You're in the right place to make that right today. If you have fallen guilty to this, or if you fall short, you're in the right place. The end result always is that the power to change would be present in God's house, and we make it right before we leave. That's all. We're going to fall short of a lot of these. Next up, Beth, verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you. So it's all right here. How to live right. Live in obedience to the word. So he says, how do I seek you? With my whole heart. Not half of it. Like the old church father, Saint Mediocrates. Where's Dwayne? Right? With half my heart, I'm going to search you. No, with my whole heart, I'm going to search you. And he says, your word I've hidden right here. You see, it's hidden in here. I can take it with me everywhere that I go because it's hidden in here. You see, the government can't confiscate it. And if I lose my eyeglasses or if I go blind, I've got it right here. You can't steal this. You can't tax it. You can't take it. It's in my heart. There's nothing you can do about it or take it from me. That's what the psalmist is saying. He's rejoicing that he's hidden the word of God in his heart where it's untouchable. Can't get to it. Can't get to it. Next word, Gimel, verse 24. Next letter. Verse 24, he says, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. So where do you go when you need some counseling? Right, you go to your Bible. It's the end all. And it addresses about every situation. Don't go to someone who'll pump you full of drugs to cope with life. Let the Word of God be your counselor. It's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Everything you need is in your Bible for you to walk in victory. Everything. Daleth is the next letter, verse 25. Let's call this man David. He says, who's writing this? He says, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. So, are you feeling crusty today? Is your heart in need of revival? It all starts here. Like I told you, this guy here, whoever wrote this, this guy was a word addict and he knew the secret. He knew that his Bible would instigate a revival on the inside of him. It's here. This is where it starts. This is why it's the. This is why we read in Hebrews 4:12. It says the word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It knows what you're thinking, and it even knows what you want to do. It says it knows your intents. Of your heart. If you need a revival, I encourage you, go to the Word. He will do that. He will do that because His Word is alive. One more thing from this letter, verse 32. It says, I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Now, you can't compete in this world with an enlarged heart. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous condition for athletes to have, but not us. When you strive to keep this word, it says God will enlarge your heart. When they did a necropsy on Secretariat, his heart was twice the size of all the other horses. May God do that to you and me as well. And he promises too, when you focus on the word of God, let God do that work in you. He's praying for this. Well, actually, he's thanking him for it. For you shall enlarge my heart. Imagine all the things you could do better if your heart was enlarged. Next letter is he, verse 34. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. See, sometimes all we need is understanding. We read in the Proverbs 2:1, it says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and you will find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and he is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Fear God, know God, he's made himself available for us to know. Wisdom and knowledge starts there. Okay, next letter is WAW, W-A-W. Verse 45. He says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Now check that out. What a statement that is. You see, this guy knew the secret. Listen to this. True freedom comes from submitting yourself under rules and laws. Obey the traffic laws and you're free to drive. Obey the laws of aerodynamics and just like that commercial, you are free to what? You are free to fly around the country. Not if the pilot doesn't obey the law, you're not. Obey the laws out here in society and you're free to live in society and free to do whatever you wish. When you submit yourself to the will of God, you take the first step towards freedom. Again, verse 45, he says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. He knew that being obedient to God's decrees brought him freedom. Okay, next letter, Zayin, verse 54. He says, your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Your statutes or your laws have been my songs. Imagine walking around singing the building code. Right? 50-foot setback. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who sings that? Or how about 220 volts for that new refrigerator? Who walks around singing the building code? That's what this guy, that's what he did. Come to think of it, that's already been done successfully, I might add. For everything, turn, turn, turn. For every season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose. See, someone's already put the law, so to speak. The law represents all of the word of God. You see, thank God you and I, though, live under a different covenant, a better covenant built on better promises. See, they used to sing about the old covenant law, but now we sing about what the Lord Jesus Christ has done to redeem us. You see, we have gone from singing statutes. Now, watch how our song has changed. Crown him with many crowns. The Lamb upon the throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for me. And hail him at thy matchless king through all eternity. You see, praise God. There's been a change in covenants. You don't sing the rules anymore that keep you in line. You now sing about the Savior that died in your place. You're not singing about laws anymore. Now you're singing about Christ. Our songs changed. Our songs changed. Doing what God said was what they had. Receiving God's Savior is what we have. And when you receive God's Savior, you want to keep these things. Hence, you're born again. You got a new nature. Now you can do what you could never do before. Next letter, Heth, verse 62. How are you guys doing with this one? At midnight, I will rise up to give thanks to you. Probably a lot easier for the women that have insomnia than us snoring old men. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. So at midnight, he says, I'm going to get up, and by golly, I'm going to praise God at midnight. And let me say, that's not just Old Testament, but do you love the Word like this guy loved the Word? Wake up at midnight and proclaim. See, we can do that. Wake up at midnight and proclaim, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Try that on sometime at midnight when the demons are banging at your door or you're in the middle of some kind of fight. You can wake up and do this. I've done that more often than I care to remember when the devil's after me in the middle of the night. But do I just do it to praise him? I need work on that. Next letter, Teth, verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted so that I might learn your statutes. Perhaps my favorite in this psalm. It is good that I am afflicted. Who else feels that way this morning? You don't need to, we got one. We got two. Three. Really, Bob? You can say that. It is good that I have been afflicted. See, this Hebrew word can mean humbled or weakened. Weakened, I can see. It's what the Apostle Paul says. He learned the secret. He said, when I am weak, then I'm strong. It is good, humbled. It is good that I have been humbled so that I may finally get it into my skull that it's the meek that shall inherit the earth. Countless times we've gone through these verses, how the Bible tries to encourage you to rejoice when you encounter various trials because God is at work behind the scenes doing a work in you. Next letter, Yod, verse 73. He writes, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn your commandments. You're no accident. David wrote in Psalm 139, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you. God is the creator of life. Your hands have made me, he said, and fashioned me. Almighty God is the creator of life, in case you have forgotten, because that's not a very popular doctrine out here in the streets today, that there actually is a God up in heaven and he made you. Lest we forget, is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Next letter, Kaf, verse 81. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. You know, sometimes we just feel like giving up and quitting. The Bible says he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Look, friend, This is a truth, this verse that I'm reading to you. You guys are in the right place today to receive this. He gives power to the weak. Is there any weak in here today? To those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And this, in Galatians 6:7, he says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart or do not faint, says in the King James. What's God telling you here in this verse? He's telling you, trust your Bible, friends. God will keep every promise that's written in. There's like 4,439 promises in the Bible, and God's going to keep each and every one of them. My soul faints, he says, but I believe your word is true, he's saying, above all. Next letter, Lamed, verse 89, says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Isn't there some awesome verses in this psalm? So many of these verses you've heard and you know so well. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So what does Psalm 119, verse 89 reveal to us? It reveals to us that it's not even up for discussion. It's not settled here by fools, evil fools, or wolves in sheep's clothing. It's settled up there in heaven by three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your word is settled in heaven. One more from this stanza for good measure. Verse 92. Unless if your law, now again, law, let's call it just the word of God. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Translation? If it wasn't for the strength that I received from my Bible, there's no way I would have made it through all this muck out here in this world. If I delight in the fact that God is for me, which he is, bring it on. Who can be against me? Unless your law had been my delight, he says, I would have perished. I would have died in my affliction.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.